Christmas present to all
men. Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
The spirit is not your emotion. Your emotion is your flesh, not the spirit. Let me go over here. Your emotion is the flesh, not the spirit. So to be led by the spirit is to be led by the word. I was going to do that, but the word of God said no. That's being led. I make up my mind to do this thing, but the spirit speak to me. How? By the word. I'm convicted by the word. I change my word. Here's a word we use, and let's get it right now. I change my mind. That simple means I set my mind. That's what it is. I was going to do this, but I changed my mind. I understand now. I set my mind. There was something that made me change my mind. I just didn't just change my mind like that. There was something got a hold of me that made me change my mind, that made me set my mind different. Hallelujah. That's what it is. Before you make up your mind to go do something, and on your way, you turn around. I'm not going to do it. There's a turnaround going on. Yeah, I was going to do it, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because something got a hold on me. Something got made me change my mind, made me set my mind. I set it according to the word. Set your mind according to the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the word. Thank God for the word. Because when I walk by the Spirit, I will not gratify the desire of the flesh. I will not. When I'm walking by the Spirit, I will not gratify the desire of the flesh. Ephesians 4:23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's right there, isn't it, Mercy? Yeah, that's where it's happening. In your mind. Renew my mind. Renew my mind. Renew my mind in the spirit of my mind. So I get the word to renew it. I get the word to change it. The word changes my behavior. The word changes my action. The word changes the way I think. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. The word that gives me life. John 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will what? Teach you all things. And bring what? All things to your remembrance. All things that I says to you. But the Helper. We have a Helper. The Holy Spirit. He's the master teacher. He will teach us all things. He'll teach us how to behave. He will teach us what to say and what not to say. If you allow him, the Helper, the Holy Spirit. And notice how he used there. He says he's a helper. Right, teacher, you know. He is a helper. He's a helper. So understand who is a helper? That you're doing something. You're doing something and you need help. Oh my God. He's a helper. So if you're not doing anything, don't expect him to help you. He will not help you do nothing. You got to be doing something so he can help you to accomplish the job. I set my mind out to worship, and the Holy Spirit comes and gives me the strength. He's my helper. You ever have a helper? When you have a helper, you're doing. And you say, come on, help me with this. Hold this thing up for me. Oh, Jesus. I know what a helper is. When I'm telling a helper, you got to take the lead. You're taking the lead. You're taking the lead. And then he help you. When I'm weak, he made me strong. He made me strong. He's my helper. And when you're doing something, you know you can accomplish it because you have a what? A helper. Oh, hallelujah. I have somebody to help me. How are you going to get this job done? I'm going to get it done because I have a helper. I'm not alone. Hallelujah. Have this morning, this Sunday morning, that you have a helper to help you. When you feel weak, he's going to hold you up. Yes. That's why we love the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we're not talking about some dove flying all over the place. What we're talking about is the Word of God that comes to help me. What I'm talking about is that the Word will give me strength. Hallelujah. I've been down, and when I find the Word, I have strength. I said, God says, he will never leave me. He will never forsake me. I got strength. He's helping me right here. He'll never leave you. I used to tell him, read the Word. No, I ain't telling them, read it. I'm telling them because I know what that means. They just glance over it. Now I'm telling them, study. Oh, study. You know the Bible, Marcy, never tell us to read the Word. He says, study. Study to show yourself approved. A workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You got to study it. You got to know it. You got to read it over and over and over until you get it. Keep on. You got to keep on keeping on. You got to keep on keeping on. Only the word, man. Only the word. That's why I like my church here. Because we come here this morning to learn something. Every time I stand up here, I learn something new. Every time I come here, it's in the morning, I learn something new. I don't know about you, but I know. When I come here, I learn something new. I learned something this morning that I need to set my mind here. My mind is going nuts here. I need to set it. I will set my mind. I will chew that thing off and turn it all to that. This good stuff this morning. If you only get this one thing, set your mind. So you don't have to go pray. Just set your mind. You pray above. Just set your mind. Because if you pray and you don't set your mind, nothing's going to work. Set it. Renew your mind. Get it new every day. Tomorrow, it's there. It's a new day. So renew it. Whatever you desire, it just don't drop out of the air. You have to set your mind to it and let it stay. Pastor Dye, no, I understand fully why the Holy Spirit was telling us, abide, 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 remain. Set it, leave it. Set it, leave it. Just set it. And leave it. It will get there. And remember the thermostat. Once you set it and leave it, it will get there. But if you keep moving it up and down, it never get there. Try. Try. Go try. Go home today. Set it and in 10 minutes move it and see what happens. You'll never get to that temperature. You got to set it and leave it. Let it stay. It will get there. You got to get, somebody need to hear that. You will get there. We're going to get there. We will get there. Leave it. Believe it. We will get there. It doesn't matter how hot it is out there. We're going to get there. Hallelujah. Hey, it's hot. Yes, it is. But I set my thermostat. I'm going to get there. If I can hold my peace, if I can just hold my peace and let it work, because he's working all the time. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.